Part 2. Chapter 3. The Long Black Night of the Spirits. Dozens of federal employees broke the law because their boss, the Attorney General, commanded them to do so in the name of national security. At the same time, millions of other Americans were breaking the law because they were thirsty. At midnight on January 16, 1920, a week after the Boston Red Sox sold the best player in baseball to the New York Yankees for $125,000, an event that was easily the worst investment any American would make until far later in the decade, and one that, known as the Curse of the Bambino, would have repercussions until early in the 21st century. At that appointed moment, 8 months to the day before Wall Street exploded, the 18th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, having slipped through a back door of the state ratification process, took effect. The Volstead Act, named after a congressman from Minnesota, was the so-called enforcement arm, enumerating and occasionally even enforcing the penalties for breaking the law. America was now officially dry. The sale, manufacture, and transportation, although oddly enough not the consumption of alcoholic beverages, was henceforth forbidden. The timing could not have been worse. The groundwork for Prohibition had been laid 40 years before the Great War, with the prim, pious, but ultimately untiring membership of the so-called Women's Crusade, whose tactic, ingenious in its way, was to pray saloons shut. A cleric from Boston who found himself in the small southeastern Ohio town of Hillsboro as the crusade was getting started in late December 1873 could not believe what he saw. "I came unexpectedly upon some 50 women kneeling on the pavement and stone steps before a saloon. There were gathered here representatives from every household of the town. The day was cold. A cutting north wind swept the streets, piercing us all to the bones. The plaintive, tender, earnest tones of that wife and mother who was pleading in prayer arose on the blast and were carried to every heart within reach. Passers-by..."